Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the World Board today with the Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues for the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
Well, good afternoon and God bless you. This is yours truly, Apostle Andre Thompson, and I'm coming live today from our studios, the Word for Today broadcast studios in the beautiful city of Phillipsburg, New Jersey, and this is a dynamic and appointed day that God has made. I like that word, dynamic, amen. It means something great, something explosive, amen. And we're just delighted to be here, to come in your home, to come in your house, your job, wherever you may be, on the internet. Praise God, we have the line filled up today in the studio. We have folks on the conference line, amen. We're excited about what God is doing in the land of the living on today. And I'm just so excited to have on the radio broadcast today a good friend of mine, amen, Apostle Teresa James. Yes, she graced us last year, and she's back again. I'm excited to find out exactly what God has given this mighty woman of God to speak about on today. Amen. I'm telling you, she's the pastor of the New Direction Deliverance Ministry in Douglas, Georgia. Amen. She's going to give you more information concerning the ministry throughout the broadcast. Amen. And I know that you are excited. We're excited to be back doing the Word for the Day broadcast ministry. During the time we had taken a little break, I have some great news, though. I was looking at the statistics, amen, of our all-time online listeners, and we're up to 83,327, I believe it is, online listeners. That means that within the 8 years that we have been doing this here, we have accumulated over 80,000 online listeners. My goodness. I'm not just talking in the United States, but we're talking around the globe, that the gospel of Jesus has been spoken around the globe. Amen. Well, listen, beloved, once again, I'm excited. I'm about to go ahead and bring in our guest on today. Praise God. God bless you, Apostle Teresa James. How are you today?
Bless you, man of God. Bless you.
Amen. I'm excited. It's been a while. You know, I remember when you came to New Jersey, you was a powerhouse. I'll tell you, to this day, I listen to the sermon often just to remind me of how great God is. But enough about me. Let's talk about you, beloved. So I know that you had a great celebration and your grand opening of a new location. You want to share that with the people before you get in the Word?
Absolutely, I do. Amen. This is Apostle Teresa here. I'm calling from Bainbridge, Georgia. We have a new location here in Bainbridge where Chief Apostle Cooper had actually heard from the Lord and allowed me to be the pastor of that church. So we are launching out something totally different in the city of Bainbridge.
Amen.
And
I'm
grateful for him. Amen.
Yes, yes. And you know that's nothing but God, because only God can do something so miraculous as what he did. But we already knew that God was going to use you in great, you know, heights and just do some great things. So, woman of God, once again, I'm going to move out the way now so that you can minister to the listeners out there that want to hear what God has given you on today. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to no other than Apostle Teresa James. God bless you.
Amen. We bless the Lord for you again. Amen. Apostle Andrew Thompson, we pray that God would continue to put many blessings upon you and your wife. And you right, last year, we was on last year, and I remember listening to the message, and the message was talking about, amen, Isaiah. Amen. That is one of my favorite scriptures, but we won't go to Isaiah today. Amen. To all the radio viewers and the ones that's driving the car and one that's at home on the internet and the one that's on their phone, I just want to, amen, believe God has a message to release to you, amen, for his glory. Amen. How many know that without God's glory, amen, there's nothing? We need God's glory. We need his glory to fall. Amen. We need his glory to reign in our life. So before I even go into just a amen message of what God has given me, I want to take it to the throne. Amen. I want to take it to before Father. Father, we just thank you, oh God, for encamping your loving arms around us. We thank you that we were assembling ourselves, oh God, even, oh God, with this radio broadcast for you to get the glory, that you will move Teresa out of the way. You will begin to speak life. You begin to, oh God, bind up the brokenness, oh God. We thank you for liberty. We thank you, oh God, for this radio ministry, God. We pray, oh God, as one driving down the road or somebody's listening in, God, that they will give a word to, amen, to even free up their situation. We understand there's nothing too hard for you. We just pray right now that you, oh God, move me, that person, that vessel, that Teresa, move her out of the way, Holy Spirit, and have your way through this voice line, through this media, God. We thank you, and we just pray right now that you, oh God, show up and show out like you always do. We thank you, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. I always say this, Apostle, amen, and to the listeners, I always say this, I am a murderer. I killed somebody. I say this all the time. I killed that person. Teresa had to die. Teresa, that part of me that was not right, that part of me that did a whole lot of wrong. Oh, y'all ain't hear me. Amen. I just need to talk to some radio. That part of me that did a lot of things, that person had to die. And once that person had to die, then God was able to live. And realizing, amen, that we're in a place now where our flesh has to die. The Bible says, amen, there's no, amen, flesh. We can't enter nowhere, amen, with flesh. We cannot go. But the Bible said in Romans 8, for, amen, for many that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. And we have to know that we're led by the Spirit. I want to talk just a little bit, amen, to the ones that really been going through some stuff. There are some people that been going through some brokenness. There are some people that going through some things in their home and wondering, God, when are you going to show up? There are some people that's going through some stuff on their jobs and wondering how long they're going to hold on to that job that's underpaid. Oh, y'all hear me out there. Amen. There's somebody that's saying, amen, God, I don't have the vehicle I need. I don't have the house I need. But I want you to understand that the theme would be there is a birth in you. Oh my God. My God, I feel like preaching already. Amen. There is a birthing in you. Amen. Being said that, we're going to come a little bit, amen. I'm going to do a parallel, amen. I'm not going to go directly in the word, but I'm going to do surface of the word, amen, out of Samuel. Everybody familiar, and for the ones that's not, we're talking about Samuel. We understand in the chapter 3 that God called Samuel to go higher with him. And so there was a birthing in him, but before he came in to go higher, I want you to understand that, amen, his daddy, Echaniah, amen, first of all, watch this now, Echaniah, amen, was married to Hannah, and Hannah was Samuel's mother. But watch this here. Before it came to be Samuel's mother, amen, Hannah, amen, had been married to Echaniah for 10 years. Oh, I'm talking to somebody that's been dealing with some birthing that long. Amen. She had been married to him for 10 years. And along with that marriage, amen, something had to take place because there was no child being buried. Amen. There was no child, amen, was conceived. She couldn't have any children. Somebody need to say, amen, wherever you at, God shed the womb. The womb was shed. So I'm saying this, amen. What are you saying, Apostle Teresa? I'm saying sometime in your life, some things and some doors was shed. But I want you to understand that just because it's shed doesn't mean God can't open it. I heard the scripture says, amen, God would open up a door that no man can close, and he would close a door that no man can open. In other words, this womb, her womb was closed. She couldn't have a child. But and just imagine woman out there and that man out there, you're connected and you're married to somebody, or you're going through something and you can't bear. You cannot, amen, you can't. Your wife can't have a child, and you want a child. So what he did was he took on a second wife. Oh, y'all ain't hear me. Amen. Hannah began to realize and feel a little soft, bitter. You know how we feel bitter. Woman of God, we don't want no other man to have our man. We don't want nobody else to be connected to what we're connected to. I would call that jealous. Amen. But I heard the word of God said, God said he's a jealous God. And if he's a jealous God, he don't want us to be jealous. So, amen. So Ben said that. Amen. I would imagine Hannah would be in jealous because now you got Peninnah. She's having all these kids. She's having kids. She has two sons. And so now Hannah don't have any kids. Wouldn't that make you think about that? Why would God allow that to happen? Why would God allow this man to have not just one wife but two wives and have a lady that can bear child, bear children for him? That doesn't sound right, do it? Well, he's just that good. God is just that type of God. Let me tell you, she had to weep. Weeping may do at night, but joy come in the morning. And what began to happen, she might have weeped, amen. She might have cried. She had her time. But one thing I love about this particular passioner, one thing I love about this, and this is going to make you shout. This is going to make you drive a little faster for you radio video. One thing I love about it is even though she could not bear a child, even though she had to deal with her hand, the handmaid service of her husband, even though she had to still raise some children that wasn't hers, I want you to know that some point in her life she was tired. Oh, y'all ain't hear me. Some point in your life, some point in your life when you're going through, and the battle seemed like it's hard, it seemed like everything is up against you. It's like all odds up against you. It seems like the enemy comes against you. Amen. And you're saying, God, where are you? Where are you? Where are you with my child? Some of you might have lost some children along the way. Some of you might have had death, amen, with children. Some of you might have, amen, lost a marriage, amen. But whatever you had to go through, amen, I want you to understand you endured that thing, amen, endured, amen. Somebody just need to say endure. You endured, amen. But what she had to do, she had to endure the situation of her husband marrying somebody else and she couldn't have a child. So she was to the point where she said, enough is enough. So think about it. There is a burden in you. I don't care how many times the door has been closed in your face. I don't care how many times they said you were not going to make it. I don't care how many times, amen, it seemed like it's over. I want you to understand there is a birthing in you. Now, Hannah went to the altar, and what she began to do is she began to, she was bitter, amen, she was bitter. She cried out to God. She began to cry out to God, and she was to the point where she was drunk. Oh, my God, y'all ain't hear me. She was drunk in the spirit. Now, you have now, amen, because she was drunk in the spirit, amen, now Eli, amen, began to say, wait a minute, hold on. If you're acting that way, you know, in other words, I would probably say, you drunk, you need to sit down. But she was drunk in the spirit of the Holy Ghost, amen, because she trusted God enough to move on her behalf. Who am I talking to? She trusted God to show up in her life. She cried out to God, amen, and began to, amen, tell God, if you can do this for me. And I want you to understand somebody on this line and somebody, amen, in the radio broadcasting, amen, is about to get a 24-hour miracle. Because why? There's a birthing in you. There's a birthing in you. God called you to preach the gospel. God called you to open up that business. God called you, amen, to be, amen, the priest of your home. And God called you to be that king and that queen. So there's a birthing in you. So being said that, she was bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord, and she wept sore. And she vowed, and she vowed, and she vowed. And, oh, Lord of hosts, if thy will indeed, amen, look on my affliction, amen. She said, look on me, God. I need you to do something. I need you to help me out, God, because I'm dealing with this situation, amen, how my husband has have to endure. Amen. She cried out to him, and I love it because, amen, when she cried out to him, I want you to understand, the Bible says, amen, Eli mocked her mouth, amen, and what began to happen is Hannah, she's speaking to her heart, only her lips move. She was, the way she was drunk, amen, her lips, amen, was talking, amen, it was moving, but no sound is coming out. Oh, God, you can hear. You can even hear the voice, amen, and although he thought she was drunk, I want you to understand when we go into a place where we need God to move in our life, if we begin to shut down everybody from around us, if we begin to trust God, the Bible said that we trust him with all our heart, and we lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways we acknowledge him. He will what? Direct the path. So what he did was she acknowledged God. She went in a place to acknowledge him. She said, hold on, God. I dealt with this long enough now. Enough is enough. This is what I need you to do. And if you do this for me, I will do that. I tell the story often about Hezekiah. I talk about it all the time because it's a true story and it's awesome. Hezekiah, what he did was he turned his face to the wall after he knowing that a man that he was about to, a man, leave when the prophet came and told him that. So just imagine where you're at now. If you're going through some situation and you can't do anything, your friend can't do anything about it, your husband, your wife, your children, nobody can do anything about it, even your pastor. And what you have to do is go before the Lord. And this is what God wants us to do now. There is a birthing in you. Some of us have to, amen, begin to cry out to God, amen. We begin to say it early today, push, push. We got to push that thing on the inside of us, push that hurt, push that rejection, and begin to push those things that we, amen, been holding on to. So being said that, there is a birthing inside of you. Now, I love it because as Eli said unto her, how long are you going to be drunk? In other words, how long? And Hannah answered and said, no. My Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink. Why should we have to begin to, amen, validate who we are to anybody? When you're going before the Lord, isn't that enough to say that God is doing it? Isn't that enough to say, God, you need to show up? So she had to let him know, I'm not drunk, neither wine, no strong drink. Amen, amen, this is, amen, out of my soul. I come before the Lord. She came before the Lord. And she, amen, and I like it because what God did was he began to hear the cry of Hannah. He heard the cry of Hannah. And not only he heard the cry of Hannah, he heard the vow. Some of us need to go back and research the vows that we had made to God. Some of us had made a vow to God, and we told God, if he get us out of jail, if he get us out of the hospital, if he get us out of that situation, if he get us out of, amen, this job we own, we will honor him, amen. Some of us have made that vow, and guess what? When God got us out of that, we didn't do it. But she honored her vow. Her vow was, if you do this for me, God, I will give him to you. I will give him to you. I will give him to you. And what God did was he allowed the womb to be open. He allowed the womb to be open. He opened her womb, saints. Amen. That's why I said to you, there is a birthing in you. It doesn't matter what you're dealing with. It doesn't matter how the enemy tried to come against you. I want you to know there is a birthing in you. Now, here we're dealing with, amen, Hannah, and we already said it. I'm going to, amen, get ready to close it out in a second. I want you to, amen, be mindful. Be mindful. We're dealing with, amen, Hannah and Peniel, amen, two wives. I would never want to marry somebody that have to have another wife. Didn't we deal with that enough, saints, when we was, amen, was in the world? We dealt with a lot of the guys, amen, had other women. We dealt with a lot of women, had other guys. But that's not how God wants to live. And in this situation here, she could have child. So she had been married with him for 10 years. And at this time, you know, he look, I ain't trying to leave you because I love you. But I need somebody, amen, that can bear my children. So in other words, sometimes, saints, we can move a little too fast. Sometimes we can get out of the will of God. And in this situation, I love it because what God did with Hannah, he opened her womb. And he just, when he opened her womb and she made the vow, when that baby was conceived, I love it, because she took Samuel and she gave him back to God. She gave him back to God. She said, hold on, this is you. And I love it because saints in our life, wherever we're at, and the things that we have, when we get businesses started, when we turn around and we buy small items, the Bible tells us to give thanks to everything. Are you going back, giving it back to God? Are you telling him thank you? Are you beginning to give him? We got to give him back our home, our children, our situation, our business, whatever we have. We have to give it to him. Go back in your life and look at how many times your womb was closed. Your womb don't have to be, amen, so much a baby, but them doors were shut in your face. And look when God turned around and opened up that door. The enemy said, you'll never make it. You'll never amount to nothing. But all the while, God turned around and he showed out for you. And all you could do is just smile and say, thank you, Jesus. Anybody remember going to a car lot and they told you you can't have that car? And you went to another car lot, and they told you you couldn't have that car. You went to another car lot, and they said you couldn't have it. And all of a sudden, the fourth place you went to, all of a sudden, you got approved. Who am I talking to in this radio land? All of a sudden, you got approved, and you just didn't get approved with a car. You got approved with something God wanted you to have, the best. Anybody remember going to that house, and they told you, amen, house denied. You can't get that house. Your credit is not good. And all those doors were shedding your face. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit say, 5 years later, go back and reapply. And you go back and reapply and hadn't even changed your credit. And all of a sudden, God opened up that door. Thanks. This is what he do when there's a birthing in you. There is a birthing in you. So I challenge every last one of you on this line today. Whatever you need from God, always remember there's a birthing in you. It doesn't matter how it seems like, what the enemy says, what people say. If God said it, who can be against you? There is a birthing in you. Amen. So we bless the Lord, amen, for the ones that have been listening, amen. We thank God for you all. Amen. Be mindful, Apostle. We thank God for you. Amen. Be mindful, amen, that they know that there is a birthing in them. There is a birthing. Amen. So I'm going to close it out with, Father, we thank you that you, oh God, so grateful to be mindful of us, to let us know that there is a birthing in us. There is, amen, there is a door, amen, that you have opened up, God. There's a door that you have no problem closing, God. We thank you. And we just pray right now, Father God, that you watch over us, oh God. We pray right now that you continue to be the bishop over our soul. We thank you there is a birthing. We're not that young person. We're not the old person. We're your child, God. And you, oh God, will reign on the just as well as the unjust. And we thank you. Somebody listening right now, been crying out to God, asking you, when are they going to go higher? Father, today, you just remind them there is a birthing in you. So I thank you right now for the birthing in them. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, woman of God, I tell you, that was another hot-off-the-press word, just on time, Rhema word. Amen. We have some folks out here on the conference line, woman of God, as well as on the radio studio. So I'm going to say to those on the radio studio, if you would like to speak to the apostle or require prayer, I want you to press number one on your phone keypad, and we will be notified in the studio. Amen. Now, I'm going to get to you shortly. Amen. And to those, amen, that are actually listening to us by the way of our conference line, I'm about to unmute the phone over there, the lines over there. So if there's anyone
Q&A session is over
that is actually will need or require prayer, I'm going to open up the lines real quick for those on the conference line for the apostle. Is anyone on the conference line that dialed in the 712 number that requires prayer on today?
Amen.
Praise God. So this is your opportunity. This is your time. This is your season. So if there's anyone, I unmuted your phone. So if there's anyone that's on the 712-775 number that dialed in that would like prayer, this is your opportunity. Amen.
Amen. I like prayer.
You like prayer?
I would.
Okay. I see we have Sister Monica and Sister Dowie. So, Apostle, Sister Dowie, I'm going to let you go first, then Sister Monica, all right? So what would be your request for the apostle to pray for?
Amen. Sister Dolly, can you hear me?
Yes.
Sister Dolly, can you hear me?
Yes, you said yes, Apostle.
Amen. Amen. Sister Dolly, we just thank God for what God is doing in your life. I hear God saying there's a shift that's about to take place in your life. Amen. I hear the word shift, and I believe God right now, amen, within the next 14 days, there should be a mighty great shift in your life. I pray right now, and I plead the blood over your situation. Everything you need from God, it is so. Amen. Watch God move in your life in the next 14 days. There has to be a major shift, and I thank you, God, that you are doing it, and you have already, amen, made a way out of escape for her. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Sister Monica, you there?
Yes, I am.
Amen. We thank God for you, Sister Monica. We pray right now, God, that Sister Monica will begin, amen, to allow you to move, amen, even mightily, amen, concerning the birthing that you have for her. We thank you, oh God, that you will open up major doors in her life. We thank you right now, Father, that you, oh God, will heal the body, God. We thank you by the stripes she's already healed. We thank you for the healing right now in the name of Jesus. We call for those things, oh God, that be not the way it is. We thank you right now for saturating your anointing around her right now in the name of Jesus. We thank it and that it is so. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Is there anyone on the studio line today that's calling on the studio line 619? If you require prayer, we need you to press the number 1 on your keypad and we'll be notified in the studio. Amen. And if not, and there's no one else on the conference line that requires prayer, amen, we're going to go ahead and just move forward at this time, praise God. And I want to say to everyone that's listening to my voice right now, praise God, if you're in the New Jersey or the Lehigh Valley area this week, come and visit us at the Citywide Church of God. We are located at 137 Chamber Street in Phillipsburg, New Jersey. Our services start at 1:30 p.m., amen. And also, if you would like to be a blessing to the Word for the Day broadcast ministry, you may also go to our website, amen, or you can go by email. We prefer you go to our church website, amen, which is the citywideinternational.cog. I'm going to say it again because they changed it up on us. It's www.citywideinternational.cog. COG.org without the N, so it would be international, but they shorten it, so instead of having the A and the L after the word international, it's COG.org. Sound confusion, but you can also just email us if you have a PayPal account to citywidecog@gmail.com. Tomorrow, praise God, we're going to have an anointed, blessed woman of God. Her name is Catherine Diaz. She's one of the directors of the Teen Challenge, amen, and I've been dealing with Teen Challenge for some time now, and her husband happens to be a recording artist, Robbie Newborn, and they have been just blessing me for the last almost 4 years when it came down to doing outdoor concerts and coming to minister. So y'all need to just tune in. Tell someone tomorrow. Maybe you know someone that has an addiction that needs some help, women or men. It don't really matter. They're not really teen. They call the program Teen Challenge, but they're grown men and grown women that have been blessed. It's a Christian organization, so it's such a blessing. And now I want to just go ahead and turn the rest of the remainder of this portion of the show into the hands of Apostle Teresa James. You want to tell folks how they can get in contact with you, how they can email you, woman of God?
Yes, yes. My email to contact me is Teresa, T-H-E-R-E-S-A, James, 416@gmail.com. Amen. That is my Gmail, amen, information. And also, too, I'm here located in Bainbridge, Georgia, amen, at 227 North Green Street in Bainbridge, Georgia. Amen. You can also reach me on Facebook at Teresa James. Let me know if you've watched the broadcast, or let me know that you did you enjoy it. You can call Teresa. You can go into Teresa James on Facebook. Amen. Teresa with the H. Amen. Being said that, we bless the Lord. Remember the ministry, and also you can go up on the ministry name in Facebook too. It's New Direction Deliverance Ministry.
Amen. Well, brother, I thank God for you. I can't wait to get you back up here in New Jersey. I need to come down there and visit you in Georgia. I'm traveling, doing a lot of traveling now, so I'm going to be on the road. But I thank God for you. Lord. We bless each and every one. I speak kingdom blessings upon each and every listener out here. Remember, God is still alive. He's still on the throne, and he has nothing changed about God. Only thing that's changing is people who love God. Amen. So, Apostle, I thank you so much for taking the time to be with us on today.
Thank God for you, man of God, you and your wife. We thank God for you all.
Amen. God bless you now. Have a blessed
day. God bless you. Have a blessed day.
Goodbye.